This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Full house here at Camp Humphreys in South Korea. And, you know, the thing I like about doing radio, and especially when an event like this, you have surprises and things that happen. And we're very happy for a couple moments before we talk football to welcome in Mike Brown. Mike, of course, former head coach in the NBA and has been the top assistant to Steve Kerr during those championship years as well, and he's been gracious enough to join us here. Mike, how are you, my friend?
Good. How you doing?
Not bad. I'm going to go on memory here, and I may be wrong about this, but was your family connected in some way, a dad or something, toward the military? I'm just going on memory.
Yeah, it's pretty good. My dad was in the Air Force for 26 years, and he was stationed at one point, not in Korea, but I know we spent time in Okinawa, Japan.
What is it about the military experience in life that you, when you think back on it, remember and maybe played a part in your life, gave you something you could use along the way?
You know, just culturally, you come across so many different kinds of people, ethnicities, and so on and so forth, and being thrust into different situations with different types of people at any given moment was something that helped me grow quickly as a person. And it translated to me playing sports overseas growing up and even playing collegiately. And then working and coaching in the NBA, there's nothing that I feel that I have not experienced because I was blessed, fortunate, lucky, however you want to call it, to be a military brat traveling all over the world, living in the U.S., living in Asia, spending most of my time in Germany on a military base over there. And that just helped me, in my opinion, prepare not only for the job that I'm working now, but just life in general with the experiences that I've gone through growing up.
I think adaptability is a word that would apply to anybody associated with the military because of the way they move around. And I'm sure that in some way in your mindset, when you take a look at the last 5 years and the Warriors going to the NBA championship, the off season has been very, very short. What type of adaptability have you and maybe other people in the organization made off season? Because it seems like the season just ended and you guys are getting ready for another season.
Yeah, the biggest thing, especially, you know, it's going to be a little different because we're a lot younger this year and we got a lot more new faces. But the previous 3 years, you know, we had our core come back year after year after year, and we obviously played and won at a high level. And yeah, you're right. We had to, have a short off season. And so, you know, we don't want to burn our guys out with as many games as they played throughout the course of the year. So we try to let them get away from us and get away from basketball in the summertime because the time frames are so short. But coming into the season, you know, we don't want to bore them with a lot of things that we covered in our first year. And so, our practices are short. We don't have a lot of contact. But then as the year goes along, we have to make adjustments kind of on the fly based on, you know, injuries and what we need to help these guys, the last couple of months because we weren't able to have a full training camp or a full season like most teams because of the amount of games we played. And guys have to be ready to adjust or adapt on the fly with what we're throwing at them because of the unfortunate or the different circumstances that were put in with the long season.
Mike, I want to thank you for calling in and giving us some insight. You as a military brat, I as a military brat, it's something that stuck with me, and I know it stuck with you as well. Thank you, sir, and good luck this season. I'm sure I'm going to be talking to you on a future Sports Byline show. Take care.
No, for sure. You guys take care, too. And I just want to say thank you to everybody out there that's serving our country. I tell you what, that is one of the most important jobs in the world. I have a lot of respect for the men and women that are serving our country. And in my opinion, they're the real heroes. So my hat goes off to them. And and hopefully every once in a while we can bring them a little bit of enjoyment when we're playing games. But thank you guys and gals for your service.
Thank you, Mike. Take care. Mike Brown, again, one of the top coaches in the NBA. He's an assistant now with Steve Kerr, but he was a head coach in the NBA on a couple of occasions as well.